This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. There's some moderately good news this week for those who depend or soon will depend on Medicare and Social Security benefits. The money that pays for those programs will last a little longer than previously expected, per the latest reports to Congress. The so-called go-broke date for Social Security has been pushed back 1 year to 2035. For Medicare, that date's been extended an additional 5 years to 2036. What happens after that remains a huge problem to solve, though. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has more.
If the Pentagon wants money, Congress decides, or sometimes fails to decide, to give it. Also, how much to give and how to pay for it. That is not how Social Security and Medicare work.
The Social Security and Medicare programs operate out of trust funds. They're not part of the federal budget.
Bill Sweeney is Senior Vice President for Government Affairs at AARP. Money goes into these trust funds from taxes on our paychecks and goes out to people who've reached retirement age. No Congress, just formulas and math. Unfortunately, the math isn't mathing.
When the program was set up, there were about 4 workers for every person receiving Social Security benefits. That number is under 3 today, and it's expected to get closer to 2.
So by about 2033, the formula starts to break. Social Security and Medicare do not go broke. They just can't pay what they're supposed to. Will McBride is Vice President of Federal Tax Policy at the Tax Foundation.
This projection indicates that benefits will be cut immediately after 2033 by 21%.
Which is awful.
Teresa Ghilarducci is a professor of economics at the New School for Social Research.
It will trigger huge increases in poverty rates.
The date at which Social Security and Medicare fall short was actually pushed out a few years, this forecast, helped by rising wages for lower-income workers, Ghilarducci says. But it's been floating around 2035 for decades.
People who study politics say that Congress probably won't do anything until we're right on top of that date.
And by then, it will be much more expensive to fix. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.